Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? It is Phoenix Star 9. Today I have a very special guest. We have Radio Base, and you can follow Radio Base at Radio Go Ham. We're definitely going to be getting into Radio Base's music. We're going to be talking to him about, you know, everything he's doing, and we're just going to get into it. So, Radio Base, my man, if you're on, press 1 so I can pull you on through so we can get this, you know, popping off. But, yes, I'm very excited, and we got his track, Bless the Bottle, and we're going to play that a little later on as soon as we get, you know, get started with everything. So I'm excited, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely excited. Radio Base out of Moreno Valley in California. Also, guys, make sure you go to YouTube and check out the video for Bless the Bottle. So while we wait, we're going to just go to a quick commercial.
Artists, producers, DJs, poets, writers, musicians, and businesses. Are you looking for a one-stop shop for promotions? Then look no further. PhoenixStar9Online.com is your go-to source with everything from interviews, reviews, site features, Twitter and email blasts, and more. Don't miss out today. Go to PhoenixStar9Online.com. That's PhoenixStar, the number 9, online.com, or call 842-564-8675. Your source for promotion, PhoenixStar9Online.com. This ad was sponsored by Lovely Inks and Links, handmade arts, crafts, jewelry, and poetry.
All right. So we're back. We are still waiting on my guest to get here. So in the meantime, in between time, you know, definitely, again, if you're listening, make sure you go ahead and check out the video for Bless the Bottle with Radio Base. So hopefully, you know, we get them on here soon. If you're on, again, you know, if you're on, my man Radio Base, hit 1 and we can bring you right on so we can, you know, get your interview going. But yes, everybody, we are definitely going to get into that shortly. But anyway, I think we got them on now. So let me go ahead and pull that up. Yo, what's up? Is this Radio Base?
Yeah, what's happening?
Man, nothing, man. What's going on with you?
Man, I'm just in a cut on this laptop doing nothing major.
Okay. So, you know, it's a pleasure to have you, first and foremost. So I'm glad that you took time out, you know, to chat with us today. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, all day. I just got this time that I grab right now because I left the lab, and then I got the show tonight with my people. So, you know, I got some time.
All right, okay. So, you know what? And, like, your energy is so much lit, like, so much more laid back than what I was expecting because of the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're
yeah.
a real chill person. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
yeah,
I definitely
like
want to get into that.
A lot of people.
Tell me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
A lot of people say that, but, you know, until it's time to go nuts, I'm usually just real chill out until it's time to move it. You know?
Right. Okay. Now, the name Radio Base, tell me how you got that.
Basically through my brother. We used to watch this movie directed by Spike Lee. It's called Do the Right Thing. And, you know, as a kid, I don't know if you got siblings, but when you watch the movie, we all pick out characters of who we wanted to be, you know? So, it's this dude on there called Radio Raheem. All he did all day was have all gold rings on and carry a boombox all day and just slap. He just slapped Public Enemy all day, one song. And, I called him out, and I was just, you feel me? And my name just stuck with my brothers around the house. Everybody else's name just fell off. Nobody was really serious or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not even serious. Nobody would even, like, call the person that everybody out of my brothers, I have 5 brothers, they called me, and that's how that was.
Okay. Radio Base, because that stuff, I was like, as soon as I, you know, I was like, radio base. Like, that kind of sticks with you. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of, like, you're like, radio base, that kind of, it's memorable. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, this is something I can remember and something I can pronounce. You know, I get a lot of artists, and sometimes I'm like, how do you even say this person's name? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but this is this music, man, this music that I got for Bless the Bottle, like, that, the energy on it is, like, very high. I definitely checked out the video as well. I was like, what are they doing? Because I'm like, I'm seeing guys hit the ground, you know what I'm saying, around the bottle. So you got to tell me, like, what's the story behind the song? And then also tell me more about, like, what's going on in the video.
In the video, we basically just threw, where I live at, first off, when, you know, we drink liquor or alcohol or any type of champagne, anything, we bless it before we open it. And what we mean by blessing it is just we sit on the ground and do a simple two-step over it, just dance over it like we're going to have a good night. And, you know, we shot the video at this, you know, at one of our parties, you know, all our friends, all our skate homies, and stuff like that. And being where we live at, that's two, you know, all it took for us was we put a song to it. We was like, man, we need to go ahead and just make a little song. Out of all the songs I created, I didn't think that was one that was going to hit. See me? So you never know which one it is. So it's like, I just bring something to the table that nobody ever did, because all of us in our city just did it. We just did it because that's what we like to do. So as soon as we put it on the internet, everybody took to it and just took off.
Wow. Because, yo, like, I'm reading, like, comments about the video and the song, and people are like, yo, yeah, we had them perform. They had the place lit. You know, that type of thing is what, you know, people look for whenever they're looking to, you know, catch on to a new artist, or just when they're looking to, like, feel good, and you have that type of music. So, you know, what we're going to do, though, real quick, is we're going to go ahead and play Bless the Bottle. So I just need you to introduce that, and we're going to pop that up for people.
Oh, all right. Well, this right here is Bless the Bottle. Currently right now, Power 106, Los Angeles. I hope y'all mess with it, because the wave is real. The movement is real. For everybody that don't know, it's you bless it before you drink it. Just, you feel me, believe you're going to have a good night and turn up. Man, it's going to happen. So,
word,
here it is.
All right.
Bless the bottle.
Bless the bottle. Bless the bottle. It's a bottle on the ground, and we finna pound it. So bless the bottle. Two stepping with the homies that know me. We bless the bottle. Trick parties, I hate the police. I'm getting money. Bless the bottle. Bless the bottle. Bless the bottle. That got air like balloons. Her name is Ava, but her birthday is June. I'm a square like a spoon. I pop like balloon, fill up in my room. Over bottle, before we pop, with the homies, tryna ball, like a lot. But for now, bless the bottle. Don't hold out your hand, like we friends. You don't know me, I got my arm around his neck. Spin around, is that the homie? And I hate it when a bitch took my phone. Only thing that I love when her head getting strong. And I flex like it's fair. And I just came up like I was looking for air. It's a bottle on the ground, and we finna pound it. So bless the bottle. Two stepping with the homies that know me. We bless the bottle. Trick parties, I hate the police. I'm getting money. Bless the bottle. Bless the bottle. Bless the bottle.
They breaking switch, break switch, dark liquor, and full thrive on my pimpin'. Y'all don't simpin', wave dippin', like a firehawk. Old girls, they ain't let me cut. They all in my phone like, baby, what's up?
Baby, what's up?
I ain't got time for these snoops. We circle that bottle, then pick that thing up. Train look at that bottle like what's in my cup. What would a waddle cook, dog? Wanna be a mic, don't ask me. Stacks from the old like a track me. They said we look like a lick. We all in the club, we taking the pick. Haters the angriest ish, cause on Instagram they bro liking my pick.
The bottle on the ground and we finna pound it. So bless the bottle. Two stepping with the homies that know me. We bless the bottle. Drink 40, I hate the police. I'm getting money. Bless the bottle. Bless the bottle. Bless the bottle. Bless the bottle. Bless the bottle.
So yeah, people, that was Bless the Bottle from Radio Bates. I'm going to go ahead and bring them back. I fuck with it. I definitely fuck with the music. I think that's gonna be my new thing right there. So, you know what? Like I said, you know, a lot of times I get music from people, and you know, you don't always hear that type of confidence in the music. You don't hear that type of energy, you know, just coming from the music. But it's kind of like I was like, yo. Like, I hate the police, I'm getting money. You know, I was like, God, man, that's catchy. So I definitely, I'm digging that song, man. You did an awesome job with that.
Good looking. That's love.
No, for sure. Now, you do a lot, you know what I'm saying? You do a lot. You're a designer, photographer, among other things. So, like, how do you balance everything? Like, clothing designer, producer, photographer, artist, and I don't know what else, and skateboarder. I don't know if that's everything, but how do you balance everything that you do?
Well, my mom used to tell me that I'd be a jack of all trades. I'd be able to be good at everything, but I can never necessarily master it because I'm always doing something else. I never put one energy into everything. So I feel like I just take whatever I learned or whatever I did first and just run with that and see what other avenues it's taking me. Like, I skateboarded first before I touched music. So I've been signed from skateboarding started like 10, 11. First it was local shops, then Volcom, then Active, a group of different sponsors, Nike SB, Adidas, but then I just, you know, kind of just start losing sponsors. Not all of them, because they like the route I took, but the fact that some skate sponsors, you know, they want you full on skateboarding 24/7, and then other skate sponsors like different avenues, and they took to me making music, and you feel me, it actually benefited me a lot more for the sponsors that I have now. So when I took to music, I got out there a lot faster than the skateboarding. It's the same thing when it comes to music and skateboarding. You got to brand yourself, you got to put yourself out there, you got to be seen. So I did it faster with music, but then I have the skate community. That's where a lot of my fan base came from. Especially where I live at, because how I skate, there's nobody out here that can have a fan of, they could be a fan of their hometown. So, you know, when I put something out, automatically all my skateboarders go get it first. And that's like, I don't think you understand how big the skateboard community is, but it's really big. It's a lot. So to have that under my belt, because that's not a lane that too many people go in. And I make sure I implement my music. You know, I make sure it's tasty, so they can really listen to it and then be able to have some, you know, life experiences to it, like something that they know about what I'm saying. Like, I know what he's talking about. Like, you know, simple. Most people would understand, like, a kickflip nose nail, you feel me, and then fall because of rock in my way. Just something that's real small like that, they know how that feels. So
it takes them to a place to where they really mess with me. So, you know, and I skate with them. You know, I skate in every local skate park out this way in the IE. So it's really important to be in tune with the fans. But I want to say skateboarding and music first. And anything else is just stuff that I learned, like, along the way.
Okay. So, you know, it sounds like you have a pretty good idea of, you know, how to relate to your fans and how to relate to the people, you know, that are, you know, following what you do. So that's always good. A lot of people don't know how to, like, you know, blend the two. A lot of people don't know how to make that connection. So I definitely, you know, I can appreciate an artist that can do that. You know what I'm saying? So that's an awesome way that you're out there putting it out there and, you know, keeping up and catering to the people that you already have following you. Now, you said that you had family. You said that you had siblings and everything. Do they also, do any of them do music or skateboard, or is it just you?
Actually, my whole team, how it started out, were my brothers. My the first person to start making music in my house was my brother. He actually made the production to Best of Auto. He made the beat. And before he used to make beats all the time, and I used to come home from school, and the beats was weak, honestly, you know, when he first started. And
yeah,
every day I came home, they just getting better and better, and one day I just hopped on something, and I was weak also. You know, the creativity was there, but the development, the style, to find out who I am, all that wasn't there yet. So, you know, I took a year, me and my brother took a year, just made music, never dropped anything. But we just made music, made sure we had a sound, had a movement that everybody messed with. Then we started putting out music. And he was always the production. Every beat that you've heard has been from my brother. And now, you know, I'm starting to get beats from, you know, bigger people, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bugsy on the beat, DJ Mustard, Larry on the beat, a couple others. But, you know, they can't even match the sound because I'm so used to working with my brother. So, you know, if I wrote a song, I wouldn't even, you feel me, if it don't sound how it needs to be, I'll just let my brother know because he can do it just like that. But I know you got to branch out when it comes to production. So I try to give everybody a listen, but I'd rather use my brother.
All right, cool. Keep it in the family. All right. Now, how do you feel you have been influenced, or who are some of the people that you've looked up to, you know, growing up, that you feel have influenced your music and what you do right now?
I feel like my sound is very Bay oriented, even though I've never been there and I'm not from there. So influences music wise, it's just E-40, Geek the Snake, you know, Mac Dre, anybody that just knows how to lose their music. And that's for sure where it came from. And that's all I listen to. So, you know, and then inspiration, I want to say, I mean, not really nobody in my family is music bound or, you know, I never ran into anybody like that, but just listen to music. Those are the people.
Okay. Said Bay oriented, because I could kind of hear it. I was like, now before I really paid attention, I was like, man, he's got, like, this West Coast sound. You know, it wasn't, like, real heavy, but I just heard it. It was, like, a certain bounce, you know what I'm saying, that you can hear that sounds like, you know, music that you would hear from the Bay. And it was, like, it just stuck out to me. So I was like, dang, I definitely want to ask and find out, you know, if my assumptions were correct. So, yeah, I definitely can hear that in your music. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you was this, because, you know, it looks like you have a lot of fun, you know what I'm saying, when you're doing the music. So what do you think it is that, or what do you feel drives you to continue, you know, to just go out there and perform and put out music like that?
I think it's just I like to see people's reaction, because music is not for me. It's for sure me creating it. But once I put it out, it's not mine anymore. It's for the people. And I like to see the people's reaction and move. I think that's where I get my kick. That's where I get my, that's where I get my fix. I'm in the lab creating it at the time, you know, so, but I never get really emotionally attached to my own music. If they like it, they like it. They don't, cool. The hard work and sweat went into it, but I feel like it's just the fact of, are they going to like it? And then if I do put out something they do like, that's the love. That's what makes me keep making more music and keep using my creativity and keep using pretty much everything, because I want to see that expression. I want to see that surprise on their face again and again and again and again.
All right, okay. You know, and it sounds like how some people view music as a gift, you know what I'm saying? So you just, it's better to give than to receive. And I think that's what, you know, I take from, like, the music. I'm like, dang, people was really getting hyped, you know, about the even in the comments, you know what I'm saying? Even when I heard it, I was like, man, this thing right here, go. So I can definitely, I can say, and I can also tell you have, like, this confidence, you know what I'm saying, like, outside of just the music, but just being able to put your music out there and say, hey, if they like it, they like it, and if they don't, they don't. What do you feel attributes to, you know, your point of view, you know, when it comes to that, like, as far as what you just said, with the music being, okay, if they like it, they like it, and if they don't, they don't?
So, like, the more if I put out more music that they didn't like, I would have to go back in the lab and go back to the drawing board to see what is it that they're not liking. But if they like it, I'm gonna continue the same style, the same swag. I'm not gonna change that for nobody, and I'm not changing it now. But I am gonna analyze what is making my, because there was a point that if I put out something that this particular fan, I know who they are, I know their social media, and it was a time that they liked everything I put out, then I put something out that they didn't like, cool. That's just one time. They got a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if I started to continuously put out things and they didn't like it and they start saying they like the old bass or whatever or however, I started looking into what's changed.
A lot of people don't even care. Like, a lot of people continue to put out, like, music that people ain't feeling, you know what I'm saying, and not pay attention to what the people that, you know, have been following them are, you know, complaining about with the music, like, man, he switched up, or this ain't, you know, I don't like this direction. You know, a lot of people don't even pay attention to that, like, with some artists, like, what's the dude's name? I know Nelly, did this whole country thing, and, you know, not that he had a whole lot of, I don't want to say a whole lot of male fans like that, but a lot of people wasn't feeling that. You know what I'm saying? But he still continues to do it. So I can respect, you know, where you were coming from when you're like, you're not going to, you know, change up for nobody, but you are going to pay attention. So I could definitely respect that. I think we got some type of delay. I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay. Now, because I'm not going to keep you too much longer, but I want to ask you, you know, with everything that you've been doing, especially, like, you know, I know you work closely with your brother, you know, but how do you feel like networking has worked out for you as far as even with, like, the skateboarding and the music combined? Like, where do you feel like, you know, connections mattered the most whenever you were first starting out?
At first, you know, you got to get your city first. So that's where I just want to see if I could take over the city and if there's any rappers I've researched out or anybody that did music, period, that had the Inland Empire. And the only person I look at now and up to is Audio Push. They, they're pretty solid. They are Inland Empire based, but, you know, I'm in a different lane now. So I look at it as,
So as I grabbed that CD, I started networking, and I figured out how far networking could take me. You know, I started networking with different promoters, and then, you know, I end up opening with Omarion, and then this is just an example, and then Omarion likes what I see, and then he hits me up on Twitter and asks for my number, and all of a sudden I'm on a 30-minute call with Omarion because he's filling my bus bottle joint and want me to come out to his video shoot, and now I'm in front of Don Kennedy, French Montana, Kid Ink, you know, and it just happened so quick off of networking. So, you know, the internet in 2015 is very real. So it's basically who you know, really. I sat down and had the longest talk with Omarion and said the same thing. It's, now it's who these people were starting to see you with to make them believe that they're this person, you're this person that they're trying to portray to them, like I'm naked or I'm really doing this music, this type of music. My music is different from aside from somebody else because of some fact you're with these people and, you know, you have these relationships with these people, not necessarily photos, but you're just around them. You know, you have stories for them. You have, you know, videos. You have a lot of documented truths to show these people that you can hang with the best of them. And when they see that, it's all about their eyes. As soon as they see it, they'll believe it.
Wow. Well, I'm appreciating you even just, you know, dropping, you know, knowledge for the people. You know what I mean? As far as the importance of networking, because some people don't think that you have to make connections. They think they just can upload music, you know what I'm saying, all day. And not, you know what I mean, reach out to people and get out there and talk to folks. You know what I'm saying? They think it's just going to automatically happen. So that's important. You know what I mean? That networking is definitely very important, especially in almost any career path that you choose, but especially, I think, when it comes to the entertainment industry. I think it's very important. So that's dope, man.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Like I said, you know, I ain't going to try to keep you too long. So what I want to ask you is, you know, what do you have coming up, you know what I mean, that people need to be on the lookout for? And what's the best way for people to stay connected to you?
Basically social media, because you can stay connected just by looking on your phone. Everything that I have is Radio Go Ham, spelled correctly, just Radio Go Ham. So that really... And my website, Radio Base, the Base Boy. You know, Radio Base is my full name, but everybody call me Base Boy. Just if you see me play. So I named my site that, Radio Base, the Base Boy. But then right now, I'm getting ready to drop. I'm actually working. I don't want to say drop. Working on my new single, so I can put out to the public. This is what I'm going to push as hard as I did last bottle. And I'm not going to give out the title or whatever yet, but I am going it is going to touch air soon. And so it's time for bring out one more joint to go pretty hard with. And I want to say what else? Also tonight, I got a show tonight. I'm going to be in Upland with me, my homie AV, AV LMPR. His singles are Only My Money. And then my homie TC, he was on Blame It on the Streets, movie with YG. He's those are all tonight. So we're going to get ready for that now. And then show-wise, October 10th, actually, in San Bernardino, I have me and YG and the Orange Center, San Bernardino. And then other than that, I don't think I know any other big shows I just got coming up. I just had a open with me and Too Short like 3 days ago. Just call it.
Wow, that's huge, yo.
Yeah, but other than that, now I'm just really working on music and trying to get this single together. I'm also, when I did Bless the Bottle, I never dropped the MP3 to Bless the Bottle. I dropped the video first. So when it first got put out to the public,
There was no MP3. There was no link. There was no upload. There was no SoundCloud. I did straight video and just put it on YouTube. Nobody ever heard the song before, and I just put it out. So I'm going to do the same thing with this new single I'm doing. No song, no SoundCloud link, no nothing. I'm just going to shoot the film with a couple of my friends and some participants that I know that will know the song, and then I'll put it out and make the magic happen.
Wow. Well, listen, I'm definitely going to, you know, be staying tuned to, you know, what you got going on and staying tuned and ready to see, you know, or hear, see the visuals for the record, I guess, since that's what you're going to do. I'm going to have to stay tuned to that. I'm going to make sure I subscribe and stay on the lookout. So, man, thank you for taking time out again, you know what I'm saying, to join me and to just, you know, kick it with me. I appreciate that. So definitely don't be a stranger. You know what I'm saying? We would always love to have you back anytime. So, you know, I hope you have a wonderful, you know, wonderful evening, and definitely don't be a stranger. You know, kick it with us anytime, man.
All right, thanks.
Oh, all right, for
well,
sure.
I'll let y'all soon. And, yeah, I'm going to get ready for the showtime.
All right, man, have a good show. Appreciate you.
Yep, no problem.
All right, folks, that was Radio Base. Follow me at Radio Go Ham. I'd like to thank everybody that tuned in. I appreciate you guys, you know, checking them out and, you know, listening to the record. Definitely would love to hear what you guys think about the record, so make sure that you, you know, hit us up on social media. At Phoenix Star 9 everywhere. Check us out on Facebook, Phoenix Star 9 online, on Facebook, and comment on the page and let us know what you think. And definitely follow him and let him know what you think at Radio Go Ham. I'd like to send a shout out to Lydia. I'd like to send a shout out to everybody that's been supportive. You know what I mean? Whether they, you know, are in the chat room or wherever you at. If you're listening in, I appreciate you. So we're out of here. Make sure you visit the site, PhoenixStar9Online.com. And you guys have a wonderful evening.